Thanks for downloading this episode of Leadership Bites with Pastor Brian Dahlman. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
Hey, Andy Jones, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing pretty well. How about you?
I'm good. Yesterday, I spent 3 hours in a coffee shop. You ever done that?
That sounds like your dream day.
No, not really.
Oh, was it with people or by yourself?
Part of it was by myself. Then I had a meeting, so I got there
so
early.
So part of it was good, right?
Yeah. When I put my headphones in and totally tuned everyone out, it was pretty nice. I liked that.
Yeah.
So this is a place that I don't frequent, haven't been there before, new experience for me. Got there early to do some work, and it was also right before lunch, and my meeting was after lunch, so I needed something to eat. Mm-hmm. And went up to the counter, saw what they had. You know, it's like that weird feeling when you go somewhere you've never been and you're trying to figure out the menu and see, is there something I want?
Yeah.
Anyway, there was a chicken pesto panini on their board and looked all right. It was kind of expensive, but like,
should be better. I mean, yeah. Higher price, maybe better quality.
What do you think? $9?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Thought it might be pretty good. So I ordered it, and it took quite a while for it to come out. Mm-hmm. But that's fine. I'm sitting down at a table working, and it comes out, and the panini looked pretty good, but it was on a white plate with a handful of pretzel sticks on there.
What?
Yeah. I mean,
wait, what? Pretzel sticks?
Pretzel sticks.
Like, yeah. From a bag?
From a bag. I don't know. I mean, I don't know where they came from. It really kind of surprised me. And I had this weird reaction to it. Like, I'd rather not have anything on the plate. Like,
just the chicken.
Just bring
panini,
me the panini,
yeah.
Sure. You know, but I don't know what's up with the pretzel sticks. I mean, I would get it if it was like potato chips, that kind of makes sense. It goes with it, or maybe like a coleslaw or a salad or something that
pretzel
just fit.
Sticks.
But
yeah,
a grip of pretzel sticks, pretzel sticks. Like, what the heck? I just felt weird about it. Yeah, so I tried one, and it was just what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
A regular pretzel stick. And
yeah.
It was kind of like, no thank you. So, but while I was there for 3 hours. I looked around the place, just kind of noticed things. It was relatively pleasant and nice, but something was just off. I mean, it wasn't just the pretzel sticks, but the decor was kind of all over the place. It felt like the place just needed better management or someone to come in with a critical eye. I don't mean and negative. I just mean a detailed mind to look at things and go, hey, this is out of place. Mm-hmm. This doesn't fit. This is weird. Stuff like that. I walked away thinking details really do matter.
Yeah.
I would never suggest a meeting there. Like, I wouldn't recommend the place. I would never go back there on my own unless somebody said, I'm meeting you at that place. For me, it just was because some of those details were off. Everything wasn't bad, but just some details were weird, not quite right. Harvey Firestone, as in the founder of the Firestone Tire Company, said success is the sum of details. John Wooden, that's probably a name that you're more familiar with.
Yeah, basketball coach.
Yeah, sports guy.
Yeah.
Said it's the little details that are vital. Little things make big things happen. And then there's this expression, the devil's in the details. I think there's a song from the Chemical Brothers from the Hannah soundtrack that is called The Devil's in the Details. And what that means is that small things, often overlooked, can cause big problems later on. And I just wanted to maybe bring this home to the church, this idea that details matter. I think that details do matter. Like, for instance, smells matter.
Mm-hmm.
They really do. It matters. You know, you have your first church experience and the whole place has a bad smell, and it matters. It affects your look, your view of the place.
I know nobody has these anymore, but hymnals.
Yeah.
They smell.
They did, yeah, like an old library or...
They smell. They're too old.
Churches also used to have choir rooms, and churches would have libraries, but they all had that same smell.
That smell. It's old smell.
Yeah, the smell matters. The look matters. It just does.
Mm-hmm.
Not because we're snotty, not because we think that things have to be perfect, but it does matter. It makes an impression. It causes people to react.
Mm-hmm.
The feel matters. The sound matters.
Yep.
I think the playlist before and after service matters. It all sets the mood and the atmosphere. The language matters. The words that we choose, the stuff that we say up front, it all matters. You know, in most weddings, people care a lot about the details. I've done a few weddings where people are like, I don't care, just get us married. But the majority, I mean, at least 85, if not 90% of the people when you do a wedding, they really have thought through the details. And as a pastor, I want to serve them. I want to help them have the wedding that they've dreamed of. And so, like, I'm going to get their names right. I'm not, going to marry them to someone else who's not there. You know what I mean?
Details matter.
They matter. They really do. And, you know, if they've chosen vows, I'm going to use their vows. I'm going to honor what it is that they really wanted. I'm going to introduce them how they want to be introduced. If they want to be old-fashioned and not have the girl's first name.
That's so weird.
You know, just like Mr. and Mrs. Paul. Lewis.
Right. Okay. Where's the girl?
Yeah, where'd she go?
Oh, she got the missus.
She got absorbed. So, you know, in the Old Testament, God gave such clear instructions concerning the tabernacle for its construction, measurements, all that stuff, the handling of it, the moving of it, and exactly what the priest should do in there, and how they should do it. Everything was described in complete detail, so much so that we could recreate it today. Mm-hmm. But then in the New Testament, there are no such details. Like, it's very vague. It leaves a lot to the imagination, to our preference, you know, adapting to our culture, meeting our community's needs. There's a lot of room. There's a whole lot of room there because we don't have that kind of detail that God gave in the Old Testament for how to do worship. But it does matter. The details matter. Mm-hmm. Right. We should think about them. We should dream about them. We should plan those details out, even though God hasn't laid out every single detail for worship. What does a service order look like? What has to happen, you know, this week? We should really care about those details because it matters. Worship matters. Relationship with God matters. Our community matters. People matter. People who come to our church for the first time or the second time or the 500th time, they matter.
Yeah.
And that means the details matter. Never, ever, ever put pretzels on my chicken pesto panini plate. Thank you very much.
Make sure to check back next week for another installment of Leadership Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dahlman, visit his website at northwestleader.com.